Poslušate SBS Slovenije.
Nadaljujemo z današnjo slovensko oddajo na radiju SBS širom Avstralije in po svetu. Slovensko društvo Ivan Cankar Geelong ponovno prireja nekatere športne in kulturne dogodke in tudi srečanje v klubu, zato smo danes povabili predsednika društva, da nam malo več pove o dogajanjih in kaj imajo načrtov za naprej in seveda ga pozdravljamo v naši slovenski oddaji. We welcome again to the Slovenian program, President of Slovenian Association, Ivan Cankar Geelong, Carlo Bole.
Good afternoon.
Tell us a little bit more about your upcoming plans at the club there. I understand there's a few things planned for this, particularly this month. Your lunches will be resuming. You'll be having Slovenian school classes, Belinanje, and a few other things. And also the annual general meeting will be coming up shortly.
Yeah, that's correct. This is all on the proviso that we don't have another lockdown with COVID-19. That is going to be a cloud that's over our heads for a while to come. So with that aside, lunch will start again from the 14th of February. We had lunch in December, but had to cancel for January. But we need people to ring and book because our numbers are limited to 50 to 55 places because of the COVID restrictions. So we need to know how many people would like to join us for lunch, so that we can tell them, yes, we have space, or no, we haven't. After lunch, we will have a short meeting for the AGM, which should have occurred in July last year. It shouldn't be too long. We have no major agenda items to cover, just a financial report. The committee have put up their hands again, and the same committee will run on into next year. So thankful to them for participating. Bowling or bocce for people. The club will be open again every Saturday from the 13th of February. Lots of people have been asking when can they start bowling again because they have little or other pastimes to do. So subject to restrictions, the club will be open. We have a website now, still young. There's nothing there to look at. But we will be loading information up as we go along this year. So that's something new. Language school is recommencing as well. First school day for 2021 will be on the 7th of February, where if people are interested, they can turn up and register. And there'll be some live discussion as to what's happening for the year. I'll be attending, so my Slovensko se prebulša. It's just a nice, neat number of people that turn up. It's for mainly senior students, as in adults. We haven't got a junior class, so everyone's welcome. We have been a little bit busy over the break. We've been doing maintenance again at the club, and there's been some work on the cultural display room that we're organising. It's coming up a treat. I'm not going to say what's in it, the date, and it'll be unveiled sometime in the year to come, within about 4 to 5 months' time. So stay tuned. I'd like to invite all the people who haven't yet paid membership to help us with covering our bills and catch up the membership for 1920 and 2021, and look forward to having some more events when we get more confidence that we've beaten this COVID pandemic.
So in terms of, as you mentioned, there's a few items coming up shortly. With the lunches, what's the best contact, I guess, that who should they call to make their reservation for the lunch?
They can call the club on 5276 1244 5276 1244, and we have a message bank there. Just leave a name and the number of people that they would like to have for lunch. We'll either call them back or they can just turn up if they don't hear from us. But we need for people to book ahead.
And also you mentioned that with the language classes that you said you'll be joining that as well. So who's the teacher and what type of class, let's say, for people that are interested to come along, format and forum is there in those language classes?
It's led by Ida Markola, and Dan Furlan, and we have a book that covers the wide range of grammar and other things that we progress through normally. There's a lot of discussion, roundtable discussion. So learning is by talking, and we do that, and either does the leading, sets assignments for our fortnightly work. Ida or Dan can be contacted on 0408 525 523.
No, zgleda, da se že nadaljuje tvoje učenje, tako da upamo, da se bo še nadaljevalo in da se bo še veliko naučil.
Ja, hvala. Because the club was closed, my Slovene has gone downhill. Treba, da ljudi govorijo, da kar naprej se naučijo in da ne pozabijo. Ne? Ma, ko smo zaprti za 9 mesecev, je bil težko.
Ampak zdaj, ko se spet nadaljujejo lekcije, seveda se boš hitro verjetno usposobil in da boš hitro naprej nadaljeval s tem. Any other plans, I guess, that you guys have got coming up, or are you just sort of taking it month by month, depending on the restrictions?
Yeah, and month by month at this stage. The lunches will be, again, on a monthly basis. There'll still be some work to carry on within the club. We can't plan any further ahead than that at this point. We'll just play it by ear and keep our fingers crossed.
Sounds good. A lot of the clubs are facing a similar idea and similar plans in terms of not planning too far ahead. We hope everything goes well, obviously, with the lunches and obviously the school classes and everything else that is coming up, let's say, in the next couple of weeks in February, and hopefully will then continue each month as we go along. Karlo Boleh, predsednik Slovenskega društva UN Sankar Geelong, hvala za današnji pogovor o aktivnosti v klubu ta mesec in upajmo, da se bo čim več članov tudi ponovno odeležilo in srečilo z vami v klubu.
Hvala tebi, Tanja, in hvala vse šlesalci.
Všečkaj, deli, komentiraj. Spremljaj SBS Slovenijo na Facebooku.